Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You are tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo-hoo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go! On School Talk we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seat, take your ready, take your seat, take your ready. School Talk is in session. My name's not Emerson. He's on assignment. And you're not either. I know that for a fact, unless they're out there. I don't know where you are.
Unless Emerson's listening right now.
He might be. I don't. You know where Emerson is, Grant?
I have no idea.
We don't know. He's on assignment.
Get a tracker sent out, a search party.
Think maybe he's picking up prizes for the marathon, maybe.
Ooh.
Maybe. I don't know. But that's what we're talking about today on School Talk. But anyway, this is School Talk. You can call in at 317-244-9234. That's 244-WBDG. And although I don't have access to it, you can email Emerson at schooltalk1@yahoo.com. Let's see, what else does he usually say to start up the show?
I think that's it.
Is that usually about it?
I think so.
There, like you said, take notes. There will be a test at the end of the show, because at the end of the show, we're starting the 52-52 marathon, but it's 40 hours, so I don't know. It's kind of like the Big Ten. You know, even though it has 14 teams, we're saying it's 52-52 this year, even though. So we're expecting a guest this morning, so we'll see if they wander in. We'll bill them as they arrive, but we got a lot of good things planned for the marathon. We're going to talk about that this morning, talk about some other stuff going on in the community. Big announcement yesterday in the community, so we'll talk about that. And anything else you guys want to talk about. So, as always, we start with that thing behind us.
The Big Bowl.
Well, it's behind me. It doesn't mean anything to the listeners at home.
Well, congratulations again to the Ben Davis Dance Marathon. They raised $6,000 for Riley Hospital.
Push the button. Whoa!
And, of course, School Talk with Emerson every Friday, 7:30.
When you do the push the button, do it again. There's that one guy there.
Whoa!
He's like, woo, yeah! Okay.
School Talk with Emerson, of course, every Friday at 7:30 this week. We're introducing the 52-52 marathon. Talked about that a little bit. Yay!
Yep.
And then the only other thing on there is the 52-52 marathon,
which we're talking about this morning here on School Talk. I see our guest is wandering in, so we'll get to that in just a second. School Talk, of course. Yesterday, a big announcement, and I need to pull this up on my phone. So give me just a moment here as I do that. Probably let our guest in there, Grant. You know. That's what happens when we have guests. You can let them in the studio. I'm sending out a tweet that we're on the air right now. So let me do that. This is live radio, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what happens when...
this is behind the scenes.
This is behind the scenes stuff that we're doing. But we are here. Yeah, take a seat, our guest.
Take a seat and
special
get
guest who we're going to bill here in just a second. You weren't late. There's the bell, so you weren't late. anyway, let me now transition. This is what happens when you aren't prepared.
Well, of course, in your defense, Emerson, usually Emerson does this.
Yes, but I am just, there was a huge announcement yesterday here in Indianapolis, and it is very beneficial to the West Side, so I'm going to pull this up. The governor, Eric Holcomb, the Vice President, Mike Pence, Mayor Joe Hogsett, City County Councilors, State Legislators like Carly Macer, they were all out at the Indianapolis International Airport yesterday, right outside where the airport is, for a huge announcement. And, of course, this was to announce that Infosys, which is a company that is a tech company, they bring in jobs from all around the world as well as here on the West Side. They'll be bringing 3,000 jobs by 2023 to the West Side and be kind of, you know, the area by the airport terminal. They're going to use the existing parking garages, but they are building an entire campus for this Infosys company. They will be moving in, and I know it is huge. Obviously, if you can bring in the vice president of the United States to help announce something, you know it's a huge deal, even though he is, you know, from Indiana. But when you bring that in, Infosys just tweeted out yesterday that we're thrilled to announce that we'll be building a U.S. education center in Indianapolis to train American workers and arm them with the skills for the future. We're working with Governor Holcomb to make Indiana the tech capital of the Midwest. So congratulations to everyone involved with bringing that to the West Side. And that will be huge. Of course, you know, been hit with some big job losses on the West Side with Carrier and Rexnord. Those two plants closing and moving out jobs. So hopefully we'll be able to balance that out with this new project at the airport. So I think we can push the button for that. That's right. All right. So we'll get that out, that announcement out of the way. North Korea and South Korea, by the way, if you didn't hear the breaking news this morning, they are getting rid of their nuclear weapons. So that's awesome for the world.
Yes. Very good.
World news, big news. I know that's not really Wayne Township news, but it is big news.
It kind of is. It's everyone's news.
Right. Absolutely. Things that go on in the world, you have to be kind of plugged into what's going on, and that's really good news. So kind of on a shifting gears, that's kind of like, you know, oh, world peace. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, we're doing a marathon this weekend here on Giant 90.9. And we have a guest in the studio.
We do?
Yeah. It doesn't look like Grant's going to give up his microphone, though, because he's just like, just there. Grant, well, actually, we're going to bring our guest in, but our guest is now...
Our guest has been taken
has
captive.
Been abducted by Mr. Goins for a moment. Of course, our department chair. Okay, so we're going
to...
So
now we have officially lost him.
This is live radio, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, if you're just joining us, this is School Talk Without Emerson. I am John Easter, joined by Daniela Giaconda, our producer, or is my senior, my producer. You're a senior, right? And you're like, no, I'm a junior. He just doesn't remember.
You know, it's fine. It took him, I think in the beginning of the year, it took him at least 5 episodes to get my name right.
And, of course, Grant Covey over on the microphone.
That would be me.
Yes. We have some great things coming up on the WBDG 5252 Marathon, which is beginning in approximately 20 minutes. 21 minutes. We'll be giving away prizes every hour. So if you have not been familiar with this before, that means we have a prize pack to give away. And I can't say every hour this year. Well, every hour there's live DJs here. We'll be giving away prizes. So we'll be live on the air until 10 o'clock p.m. tonight. Then we'll go overnight and we'll keep the marathon music going. And then we'll be back at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning with live prizes. And we'll do that all day tomorrow, literally all day, up until midnight on Saturday. So that's the 5252 Marathon. We'd like to thank our underwriters for this year. We have McDonald's on West 10th Street. They came aboard and are doing the entire marathon, which is pretty cool. But we'd also like to thank just in yesterday from one Luke Raspberry got this. This is a pretty big one. It's a half marathon underwriter, and it's Orange Leaf and Avon. So nice. We brought them aboard as well. And we've got some other fine underwriters. I know during the first hour of the marathon, if you want to stay tuned, we have the Ben Davis football coach, Jason Simmons, will be with us during the first hour of the marathon. That's coming up between 8 and 9 a.m. He'll be around. Also, we just have a lot of good stuff coming your way on the 5252 Marathon. And I think our guest is back. You know, it's so funny. We were sitting here and we were announcing the Infosys deal. We're, you know, doing all these things, and you know, our guest was sitting patiently, and then we were literally ready to go to our guest, and he was abducted by Mr. Goins. But you know, Mr. Goins is the department chair, so what Mr. Goins says, Mr. Goins gets in here. So he wanted this guy. He wanted to catch up with him a little bit, and we are thrilled to be joined with an alumni of our program today. An alumnus. I guess that is the technical way to pronounce it. My apologies to the English department. You guys, you know who this is?
I already told you. Name's, is it Kevin?
It's not even Kevin. No, it's not Kevin. It is interesting you mentioned that. We may hear from Kevin Gregory at some point.
I think you told me about Kevin.
Yes, this is not Kevin Gregory, the chief meteorologist at WRTV Channel 6, who is one of our alumnus.
Mm-hmm.
Alumnuses? Alumni. Alumnus? Now I can use alumni. Who is one of the graduates of our program. No, this is Mr. Nicholas Woods.
Woods
joining us here on School Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you doing?
Blessed. Loving it.
Yeah?
Feels good to be back. You know?
So you are a, 2012 graduate of the. I'm glad you said that.
I had to remember. I was like,
and you know, I have been doing this. I've been here since 1999. So the other day, I was at a local retail outlet, and I ran into a former student who I had in about 2007, 2008. Yikes. So it's been a few years ago, and they looked familiar vaguely, but I didn't know why. And they're like, yeah, you had me in class. And I said, really? I was like, I don't know if I did or not. I mean, I don't, you look familiar, but yeah, I was in your radio staff. Yeah, but you weren't there. Yeah, I was in there like for a year. I just felt so bad about, and then it hit me once he told me his name was Jacob Daniel.
Oh, no.
I remembered. So, Jacob Daniel, if you're out there listening, I still apologize for not remembering you. But Nicholas Woods, the man, the legend, all the way from Florida. That's where you've been?
Yes, I have been.
Are you going back there?
I'm going back probably around December before the season starts. So,
yeah. Oh, well, you know, that's smart.
Yes. going back in the winter.
Yes.
Here in Indiana. Of course, you know, the way this spring has gone, it's been just the winter. So, yes. Nicholas Woods was with us here on WBDG back in that time. He was a member of the 4646 Marathon crew. So, that's been...
Team No Sleep.
Yes. Which was, you know, each one of these, I've told you guys, each one of these things is a little bit different. And this one's kind of coming together at the last minute. I'm not going to lie. So if you're tuning in, I don't think I'm saying anything that we don't know here on staff. So this one's kind of coming together. We finally broke $1,000 yesterday. So, you know, we appreciate all of our underwriters and appreciate everyone that's donated prizes and appreciate everybody that's put the work in to these marathons. But the 4646 is pretty unique, too.
Yes.
So tell us, what do you remember from the 4646 marathon?
I'm muffing up a song name.
Do what?
I said muffing up a song name.
Yes, yes. We were playing a Beatles song, a very famous one, that may have a long part at the end that goes, la, 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 la. And what did we announce that song as?
Was it Hey Judy? What?
Hey Judy by the Beatles.
You get all text messages say, hey, you just muffed that one up. No, I didn't, no. And I looked at it, I was like, I really did.
Yeah.
It was like, it was already too late. I already pushed play. It was gone.
Yeah. Now, once you put it out there, you can't say it. You can't bring it back.
I'm still right, you guys. I'm still right. You can't tell me I was
And you
right.
were, and of course, we had the world famous security system that we developed in here.
Not that, no.
You remember the security system?
Yes.
It's made of kite string.
Yes.
So it we wanted to make sure nobody, you know, came in. And, right. So we developed a security system made of kite string. It was kind of like the floors made of lava thing, but it was
like weave through the hallways.
You had to kind of weave through the...
So like a laser maze, kind of?
Yes, but...
You can see it.
Yeah, the kite string was representative of the lasers. We didn't have quite the budget to actually put in the lasers, so we figured kite string was effective. But we had it. Pretty much once you walked out of our main studio, you had to either walk over, climb over, go under...
Or run through it.
Who put it? Was it Austin that developed it?
Yes, it was.
Austin Bartee?
Famous Austin Bartee. Oh, yeah. Wow.
But...
I crawled under.
Yeah, we had a great, and it's still pictured out there in the middle room there. But we had a great time. Louis Wiesman, was he on that one, or was that later?
Yes, it was Louis Wiesman.
I'm trying to think who else was some of the big folks on that one.
Louis, I think Anthony came through. Wazlewski.
Oh yeah, Wazzy, DJ Wazzy.
I think he came through. Walter.
Walter Williams. These are names from the past, ladies and gentlemen. If you have been a WBDG fan for decades and years and eons, but we were hoping to surprise Emerson with Nick because
he's not here.
Yeah, I think Emerson may have gotten confused, thought since it was a marathon that we weren't doing a school talk.
Mr. Emerson, come on, Mr. Allen, please.
Or he just didn't have his coffee this morning.
So he needs more coffee. In one way or another, he has coffee. Yeah, so.
And this has been another edition of...
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
There you go. So we had him on the show. But, so what are you up to now? What are you doing?
Right now I'm in off season for down... I play football down in Florida. So it's off season for a couple months. I'm actually going to do a lot of different training camps. I also play local football here for a semi-pro team called the North Indy Warriors. We got a game Saturday.
Where do you play?
We're going to be playing in Mount Vernon High School.
Oh, okay. We know about Mount Vernon. Yeah. That's where Coach Kirshner's headed off to.
I know. That's a big thing. I was like, whoa. Okay.
Yeah. They have a pretty nice facility.
Yes, they do. They have an indoor facility, too.
Yeah, that's what we heard.
Crazy awesome.
Yeah. So what's that like? I mean, what's it like being on the...
It's different from...
The semi-pro circuit.
It's different from going professional. It's just... It's so much, like, you come back to the semi-pro league and you're like, man, you guys don't understand, like, how much work you need to put in outside of football.
Right.
You know, everybody, hey, I want to work out with you. All right, come on, let's go work out. Time comes to work out. I wait.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things. I don't think people understand what kind of effort goes into that, even at the semi-pro level. I think... people just think you guys are, show up on the weekend, turn on the lights and go out and play on the football field. But it's a lot more than that, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, we have practice like twice a week for the semi-pro league here. Down there in Florida, we have practice four times a week. Then we had the game on either Friday or the game on Saturday, which down in Miami, that is wild.
Now, did you play football when you were here at Ben Davis?
I played freshman year, and then after freshman year, I joined a marching band, and that's all she wrote.
So marching band is like football, is what you're saying?
Yes, I don't care what anybody say. Marching band is a sport.
Yes, and it counts actually as your sport, as your PE credit now in the state of that law was changed a couple of years ago. You can actually take like marching band, or you can take some other. Things that are
I need my credit
physical in nature. Yeah. You need to revise your transcript and go back and get that. But if you're just tuning in, it's a school talk with Emerson, but Emerson is on assignment today, and we're joined by Nicholas Woods, who is a Ben Davis High School graduate from 2012.
Thought you was gonna say alumnus again.
No, I made Yeah, or I could say you could say alumnus, but graduate makes it a little bit easier. So as you you have continued through your journey semi-pro, what else has been up for you?
I served in the United States Army for almost 4.5 years, and I actually got honorably discharged last year because I kind of busted my knee up. But you can't let it stop there. I always got this drive to keep pushing and do something else.
Right, because that was what you were planning on your career. I mean,
right out of high school.
Right. So you went right into basic and.
Basic then Fort Sill, Oklahoma. Then I did AIT down in Fort Jackson, South Carolina. And yeah.
Were you deployed?
I got deployed to Afghanistan. I went to Haiti in 2016 after Hurricane Matthew, which that was an eye opener.
Yeah. People don't realize that the United States military, a lot of times where there are places that have been hit hard by hurricanes or tsunamis or other things, not only in the National Guard, which you went National Guard, didn't
did
you, first?
I did National Guard for all of 6 months.
Yeah.
When I was in the Guard, I did Color Guard, Honor Guard, and all that stuff.
And then active duty?
And went active
duty. Well, you're active duty on the Guard, too, but...
Right.
But I mean, people don't realize that you can be deployed
anytime
elsewhere. I mean, yeah, wherever there's a need, some of the U.S. military's there.
Or for the National Guard, you can have a deployment to like a training facility. So, like in the active duty world, you can go to it's called a NTC out in Fort Irwin, California.
This is live radio, folks. This is what happens when you don't turn off your. Somebody needs to call Luke Raspberry because he's trying to call me. This is School Talk with Emerson. Sorry about that, Nick.
It's all right.
So there you go. Luke Raspberry, who is, of course, a radio student as well. He is going to be on the marathon crew. But
his name's Luke Raspberry.
And his last, yeah, and he's like, cool yeah, he's Luke Raspberry. Yes. So we're joined by Nicholas Woods, a graduate of Ben Davis High School and an alumnus of our program here on WBDG. And he's been off doing other things. You have some personal life, right? You got maybe some.
Yeah. You
got a rugrat running around, don't you?
Got a few rugrats.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Got a few.
Tell us what's going on there.
My kids. I love them.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, I didn't really listen to a lot of adults about, you know.
Nobody ever does. No, just kidding.
I can admit to it.
It's okay. He's used to it by now.
Right.
I'll let y'all know. First and foremost, yes, it's a different world once you have a child.
Yeah.
And
which I don't have kids, but I people always say, do you have kids? Yeah, about 40 of them.
40,000 of them, yeah. You know.
We are his kids.
That's right. Yes. But go ahead. Sorry.
But no, it makes you open your eyes on like the bigger aspect. So like I'm not just doing football, or I didn't just do the Army for me. It's for them. At the end of the day, it's all for them.
Right.
So they don't have to worry about paying for college, or, you know, I'm going to allow them and help them mold themselves into being able to work, have a good work ethic.
We know what you're saying. Yeah.
But, I mean, other than that.
Are they football fans?
Yes. Because
winning.
Right. Because once you become a father, it's not about you anymore, is it?
No, it's not. It's really not.
Yeah. You're trying to provide for that family, or when you become a mother. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about your kids.
Yeah, and kids do pick up after the parents.
Absolutely. Do you have any questions for Nick? Daniela?
Not really.
Oh.
Yes, you do. I can see it on your face.
Make up one.
Okay. Hold on, I gotta think about
this. Because, you know, the producer can't just sit there and be like, read the big board and then sit back.
Sometimes they can. When Emerson gets on a roll.
Oh, I know.
The lies. Because I did it. I did one school talk with Mr. Emerson.
Yeah, yeah.
The lies. I know how to ask questions.
Yes. Yep. I don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't have any. I really don't. Okay, wait. Let's see. Are you a fan of like pro football too, or semi-pro? Just semi-pro.
I'm a. Are you asking him?
Like, are you an NFL fan?
Oh yes.
Okay.
Just I can't speak on my team right now.
It's okay. I get roasted every time I speak on my team. So
okay. What is your team?
I'm from New England, so I'm Patriots.
Yeah.
We all have our faults. Just like I can't speak about my NBA team right now. They're in reconstructive mode. They're reconstructive.
What's your NBA team?
The Lakers.
Yeah, the Lakers.
That's a rough one.
College football, my team is amazing.
My college football team's awful, but it's fine.
What is your college football team?
University of Florida. Yeah, you can laugh. No, it's fine. We need to rebuild. It is totally fine.
Well, I'm interested now. How did you get the University of Florida as your team?
Okay, so...
Because, you know, being from New England, you would think it'd be...
Well, okay, Boston... Here's the thing about Boston. Boston has no, like, college football. Well, they got Boston College.
Hockey. They're more of a hockey team.
We're a hockey and lacrosse town. Right. That's kind of... So, it was just bad.
I mean, Boston College has a pretty good...
Yeah, but I hate Boston College because I'm a Boston University fan.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, Boston University football isn't...
This is like
it's not a thing. Are they They're the Terriers. I mean, they are a thing, but like not enough to where I like them.
Right.
So I was a Michigan fan because like a bunch of my siblings went to University of Michigan. And when I met my boyfriend, he was a huge Florida fan, which we didn't really get along much with that whole situation. And so... he was a fan all the way from Tebow till now. Oh, and so he got me into like Florida football. And I'm still a Michigan fan. So like if Florida plays Michigan, I'll still.
You have to go with Michigan.
I have to go with Michigan. But other than that, he kind of got me into the University of Florida, which I don't know how he did because his whole family's from the South.
I'm an IU fan. So I get it. Yeah. I get it.
You know, IU, a kid from my school plays for IU. Now.
At one point, IU had the worst winning percentage of every Division I program ever.
Actually turned around.
Yeah, Coach Allen. It's down there. Ben Davis.
Emerson Allen?
No,
Coach Tom Allen. He was actually the head football coach at Ben Davis.
Oh.
Back in the mid-2000s, right before Coach Kirshner. He was here for three seasons and went off to the college world and found his way back to Bloomington. So, pretty cool.
Yeah. Ooh.
But you're listening to School Talk.
Without
Emerson. I'm John East. You're filling in for Emerson, who's on assignment today. We're talking with Nicholas Woods, a graduate of our program here at the Area 31 Career Center. By the way, I didn't mention this. On Wednesday, we had the Area 31 Career Center Advisory Dinner, and the food was absolutely delicious.
I just want to let everybody know that I think you talked about the food more than you talked about the actual event.
Well, that's not exactly true because I was thinking about doing some different things based on things.
Well, no, because you dropped the food his notes.
I took some notes and I went in for like the last piece of chicken and it fell on my notes. So now the notes that I had a big old, the swath of sauce on it, which, you know, frankly, you know, with me, I'll have sauce on my shirt sometimes, but this was on my notes, and it was pretty funny. But I wanted to thank our entire advisory committee for what they do, because they don't see them, and it'd be nice to have some of our advisory committee members on School Talk maybe someday. But a lot of them are working right now. Like, we have Drew Carey from the Bob and Tom Show, Christy Lee from the Bob and Tom Show, Vince Welch from Fox Sports.
Wow.
And this is what happens when you start naming people because you forget people. Dave Calabro from WTHR, Jeff Robison from The Flyer. Emerson Allen is on our advisory committee from Emerson Speakers Bureau. And just all the work he does with us here on Giant 90.9. Scott Eaker from WICR. He's also the... really the head of the radio and TV program at the University of Indianapolis. We have a retired professor named Jay Burks from Vincennes, who's also a graduate of our program here back in the earlier days of our program. We have, let's see, who am I leaving out? Who am I leaving out? I think I nailed most of them there. If I did leave you out, I apologize, but we are very... appreciative of everything our advisory committee does, and we thank them for everything that they do. Greg Rakestraw from MS Communications, guy that I've known for 25 years.
Oh, dang.
We go way back, back to 1992 at the Summer Honors Program at Indiana State. But what that kind of shows is that, and I'm sure you will back me up on this, if not, you know, I could still change your grade. But
wait, what?
No, what that shows, though, I met Greg Rakestraw at the Summer Honors Program at Indiana State back in 1992. I had no idea that we'd still know each other 25 years later and that he would be, you know, having you guys as interns and hiring perhaps some of you guys in the future. I mean, you never know who you're going to meet. So you got to treat everyone and with respect and, you know, be kind to everyone that you meet. And you never know, because that friendship you develop may be something that helps someone down the line in the future. I mean, I know that I could call Greg for anything and he would be here. Same thing. You know, I've had the fortune to strike up a friendship with a lot of people in media, and they all are so willing to help young people. So, you know, give back.
It's the networking.
Right. Right.
And always put yourself out there.
Right. And we know Nick, he's always willing to help us out, just like he did this morning. Made us a really good show on School Talk. We can't go too far over because it is, of course,
the 52
marathon. We could just fold right in.
Ray Lewis.
I didn't mean to hit that microphone. This microphone has like a funny sound to it. All right. Well, I think that's going to about do it. That's going to wrap it up.
No.
Are we going to do the?
I'm going to try to do it from memory.
You're going to do it from memory?
Yeah. And to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You got to teach themselves to be investors in themselves and the communities. What you give out is what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. And young men, be a man. I don't have anything to rip up. Let's see. So just imagine I'm ripping paper. Young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I can't stand the sagging. When you stop sagging, I'll stop gagging. You like sagging?
No.
No? You like sagging?
No.
You guys out there like sagging? Oh, they're gone. We're in the window. But I bet they don't like sagging either.
Get a belt.
Yeah, get a belt. They're cheap.
You know, you can find...
Thumbs down on sagging.
You can find a good belt at Five and Below.
There you go.
One more.
All right, folks. Well, I don't know what we got next week.
The views of...
Views expressed on School Talk are not necessarily the views of the University of Wayne Township, WBDG, Ben Davis High School, anything else that I'm leaving out there.
I think you did pretty good.
All right, well... That's going to do it. Stay tuned. The 52-52 Marathon is next on your local stations, except on the West Coast.
Aww.
I'm just saying that. That's actually, if you're listening online, it is on the West Coast. But we got the 52-52 Marathon coming up. So Woo! Stick around, unless you're listening on Sunday, and then we'll be playing some fun music.
This show will be on Sunday.
2 p.m. Sunday. You can also catch us on Audio Boom, as always. That's it. We out. Thanks, Nick. Good job.
Bye, everybody.
I'm trying to give you knuckles here. Oh, there we go.
Found it.
Thanks, Daniela.
Thanks.
Thanks, Daniela.
Thanks, Greg Covey.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Luke Raspberry, for calling during the show.